Are you listening to Radio Today Live? Getting around to half past six now. We are live on the internet, streaming live. It's me, Stuart Clarkson, and Mr. Pat Sharp, our hosts for tonight for this webcast. I'll be doing the commentary bit in a little while when the awards start, from about 7:30. We've got a special programme on about Tony Blackburn. Keep listening for that. Coming up in the next 25 minutes or so, you will be able to hear a little programme I've put together about Tony Blackburn and his 50 years in radio.
There was another one there. We're just searching for a good jingle.
Me and Pat are just playing with our jingle machine. Okay, let's play a jingle and introduce our next guest.
David Jensen!
Welcome to the Radio Today Life.
Man.
How are you doing?
Well, fine, and the evening hasn't begun, but it's been really nice seeing old friends, people I've worked with over the years, and nice friendly faces like this man to my left, James Whale.
It's the kid at the controls and Mr. James Whale, two legends of our broadcasting industry.
He means old, that's what he really means. He means
that's
we're
Orwell
old.
Apostrophe as opposed to yeah. Orwell.
And two very different careers over the last 30 years or so, you know. Both done a bit of BBC, both done a bit of commercial radio.
Yeah. Yeah. We both did a TV show together too, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
I want to look that up on YouTube now, straight away.
Was that Birmingham Central?
It was Central Television, Central Weekend.
That's right.
Yeah, we did an hour and a half live, wasn't it? Live on a Friday night.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a lively stuff, it was good.
And you're doing BBC Essex Breakfast. How's that early mornings for you these
Fantastic.
Days?
Fantastic. Good morning, Essex. Nice to have you here. Welcome to the show. Yes.
Tune in and see how he's tomorrow.
Yeah. I'll be there tomorrow morning, 6 till 9.
You're on in the morning?
Right
now. You've got the morning off?
No, I don't want the morning off. I don't pay enough to be able to take time off.
You'll go straight from the show on the back of a milk cart.
You see, Tony Blackburn works for nothing. And that makes it difficult for the rest of us. He will just turn up and do a show.
Well, I did ask him, I said to him about 20 minutes ago on this show, I said, do you ever turn any work down? He went, no, not really.
Never.
You're lucky,
never,
you're ever. Lucky you're speaking, because he would still be here if he had the chance. We had to move him along.
Do you know, that's funny. People say that about me. David is much more polite and restrained, as you can hear. But we have to do a meeting after the show. In every way, David is more intelligent, he's politer, better looking,
and
he's
quite charismatic.
Canadian. Yeah.
He's a lot more modest. LBC, your former station, up for a lot of awards tonight, James.
Well, they should be as well, because LBC was my... And please, don't anybody get upset or read anything into that, but when I was a youngish man, my dad had a pub in King's Cross in London. And at the end of the evening, bottling up, we'd have the radio on and we'd be listening to Adrian Love. And I don't know if any of you remember Adrian Love.
I remember him when he was on Capital.
Yeah.
With Anna Rigdon.
Yeah. And that used to be... I used to think, I want to do that. That's exactly what I want to do. And so I've worked for LBC a couple of times. Last time I did Drive. We did very well there. And before that, in the 90s, I did a weekend show. Well done to them.
Yeah, and I think eight nominations in total. And obviously the Cool Clegg has got a few nominations tonight as well.
I'm not mentioning that, because every time I mention politics, I get into trouble.
Well, let's talk about the show rather than the politics then, but its impact, because I think what probably stands out is what it's done for radio over the last year in terms of the profile. You put Sky News on a Thursday morning, and they're talking about what he's been talking about on the radio.
Can I tell you what actually is good? You see these little mic covers here, Radio Today. Yeah. Every radio station should have those. Every news journalist should be told there's 50 quid in it for you if you can get that.
Yeah.
That's what they did at LBC.
Yeah.
If you can get that into shot. That's what, radio is important. Radio is more important, isn't it, Pat?
Absolutely.
He's looking fed up. I've talked too much already, I know.
This is Stuart's show. I'm merely here to hold it together and get the good guests in like you.
I miss Pat. I really, really miss Pat.
Do you miss Pat?
Because Pat used to sort out my phone on a regular basis.
And also, I was his warm-up.
Shall I tell you a story about Pat Sharp?
Yes, oh, please. Go on, please, tell us.
Yeah, okay. I was walking down Bond Street one day, many years ago, back in probably the 70s, late 70s, and you were getting money out of a cash pot.
In the late 70s?
I think so. Late 70s, early 80s, was that?
I don't know how you would have known it was me, because I didn't do anything that
When did you first... It was you. Long blonde hair, you were in a red Porsche.
Oh, yeah. That would have been late 80s.
Oh, was it my... You see, when you get old, you can't remember, can you?
Late 70s, I was at school, so...
Oh, all right, okay.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
He's young,
Wait for it.
You are now on the wrong place. We need you downstairs at your tables, as the service will start now. immediately. Very kindly make your way downstairs now and take your seats.
You're about to get your dinner, so I'll let you guys go in
a moment. That was Tony Blackburn trying to get in again. Okay, carry on.
So, I went up and asked Pat for his autograph.
What?
And he said, I haven't got time.
Oh, shut up. No way. Never.
Gents, have a great night at the Radio Academy Awards. Enjoy your night. Enjoy your food at Kid Jensen and Mr. James Whale from BBC Essex Breakfast. Legends in the radio industry.
Eagles!
Just been asked a question on Twitter. We're being asked...